This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Inside Story on BFM 89.9.
It is 6:06. Welcome to Inside Story. I'm Sharmila Ganesan, and today we're looking at the vehicle theft situation here in Malaysia, following recent findings released by the Vehicle Theft Reduction Council of Malaysia. So first, we'll be speaking to the council's coordinator, Mastina Abdul Hamid, to make sense of the findings and to learn how we might prevent our cars from being stolen. And then we'll look at the top 10 most frequently stolen cars in Malaysia. For this, we'll be joined by Danny Tan, senior editor at PaulTan.com. This is Inside Story. It is 6:07. You're listening to Inside Story with Sharmila. Now, as reported in Malay Mail yesterday, there have been some findings released by the Vehicle Theft Reduction Council of Malaysia, and they said that a vehicle is stolen every 1 hour and 15 minutes here in Malaysia. Now, this is based off of a study conducted by them last year, and they found that 20 vehicles were stolen every day in the year of 2020. Now, this, frankly, for me, was a bit of a surprise because 20 vehicles a day sounds like quite a high number, especially when you look at it in the context of a car being stolen every hour and 15 minutes. And this number apparently has come down from previous years because of the pandemic, which means that on a typical year, we're actually looking at a higher number than this. So last year, for instance, we had slightly more than 20,000 vehicle theft cases being reported. And in 2019, we had nearly 31,000 cases of cars being reported. So this includes thefts of cars, motorcycles, lorries, vans, and heavy vehicles. So this got us thinking about what was behind these numbers, right? What is causing this high number of cars to be stolen? One, but also where do they end up? What is the reason that they're stolen in the first place? And what are the different ways in which cars end up being stolen? Because some of the things that are being reported is the fact that car theft syndicates have become increasingly sophisticated in their methods of stealing cars. And most of these are being done for spare parts, particularly when it comes to local cars, whereas internationally made vehicles are often sold after being stolen. So quite a few things to look at here. And we are also going to be looking at the top 10 most stolen cars here in Malaysia and what might be the reason for this dubious popularity when it comes to cars being stolen. So we want to know, you know, how this affects you as a consumer. Do you know someone whose car has been stolen? Have you yourself had your car stolen? But also, what car do you drive and why? What are some of the reasons that go into you making that choice? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be joined by Mastina Abdul Hamid, coordinator at Vehicle Theft Reduction Council of Malaysia. And we'll be talking about the vehicle theft situation here and trying to understand what causes it. Keep it here on Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds, BFM 89.9.
It is 6:13. You're listening to Inside Story with Sharmila. We're talking about vehicle theft here in Malaysia. On the wake of new findings about the statistics of cars being stolen last year being made available. So we wanted to know, have you or someone you know had their car stolen? What was the experience like? Would you change your mind about buying a car if it was reported to be one of the more frequently stolen models? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now crossing over to Mastina Abdul Hamid, coordinator of VTREC, or the Vehicle Theft Reduction Council of Malaysia. Tina, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Sharmila. Thank you for having me this evening.
Could you start off by giving us a picture of the vehicle theft situation here in the country?
Okay, right. For sharing. In recent years, our country is actually getting better in cases of vehicle theft crime. with year 2020 recording the lowest ever. For sharing here, Shamila, according to the statistics from insurance industry, vehicle theft cases in the country reduced by 37% or 4,275 units as compared to year 2019. Over the last 5 years, from year 2016 until 2020, the statistics shows a reduction of 63% or 12,658 cases. Yeah, and for your information, the PDRM statistics are mirroring the same situations whereby over the last 5 years, PDRM statistics demonstrating about 55% reductions or the statistics reduced by 26,834 cases. So in overall, what we can see here is Malaysia's situation in regards to this vehicle theft is actually getting better over the years.
So in the report, did you find that there were any facts or figures that were particularly surprising?
If we look into the trend, what we can see is actually we can witness the downtrend from year 2013 until 2020. To me, which is a significant reduction as it shows about 81% reductions over the last 8 years. But however, year 2020 has contributed the highest reductions when comparing year 2020 and 2019. As mentioned, it reduced by 37%. So 2020 actually brings us a miracle because the numbers are actually the lowest ever recorded.
What do you think has led to this drop in the numbers? I mean, 37% is a pretty big drop.
The success in reducing the cases of vehicle theft in the country is actually due to the good and very close collaborations between VTRAC stakeholders coming from the government agencies and non-government agencies, especially the Police Diraja Malaysia PDRM, Jabatan Pengangkutan Jalan Malaysia JPJ, Customs Diraja Malaysia, Customs, as well as non-government agencies such as Insurance Persatuan Insurance Malaysia PIAM, as well as Malaysia Takaful Association. The close cooperation between these agencies and organizations is actually able to give a positive result and bring down the total record of vehicle theft in Malaysia.
But how much does the pandemic contribute to the fact that there were fewer thefts as well?
Yeah, if in regard to this pandemic, the impact on the vehicle theft, yeah, as we can see, year 2020 witnessing the most lowest in terms of vehicle theft records. As we can see, if we compare to the previous years, the numbers of 2020 is actually way lower, which is contributing about 37%. So whether we like it or not, somehow or other, the coronavirus is considered as a blast to all of us because the restrictions on the MCO and whatnot has able to reduce the numbers of vehicle theft in the country.
So getting to the thefts themselves, right? Who is responsible for the cars being stolen?
Right. This vehicle theft is, whether we like it or not, we are not supposed to put all the responsibility to the, not to other parties' shoulders. The owners of the vehicle need to take care of their vehicles. They need to protect their vehicles to ensure that the vehicles are safe and away from the thief, away from the theft, to steal their car. So what I mean here is actually the owners of the vehicles actually need to play their role to protect their vehicles.
And in terms of how cars are being stolen, what are some of the common methods?
In regards to the modus operandi, how actually cars being stolen is actually there is two ways. Yeah, number one is actually conventional ways whereby they are using like a hot wire to steal a car, using a master key to break in and to drive away the car, and then they break the window, hijacking the car while the driver is actually not in the car. And the latest modus operandi is actually hacking the keyless car by using relay attacks. So this is the latest MO whereby the thieves actually know to have a physical approach with the owner of the vehicle, so they can just steal the coding, hacking the killer's car program in their key fobs.
And do you think that there are particular hotspots around the country where this happens more?
Basically, the more the vehicles is exposed to the higher rates of vehicle theft. So when we talk about the numbers or the populations of higher vehicles in the country, it actually goes to the our capital cities such as Kuala Lumpur and Selangor. Selangor is always leading, being the highest vehicle theft in the country. Then followed by Kuala Lumpur and Johor, as well as Kedah and Sarawak.
And what are the what is the potential resale value of either a stolen car or its parts?
Right. When we talk about this resale value of a stolen car, normally a stolen car, once found and after being registered with JPK, is considered as a used car. Yeah, in this sense. Then the value somehow or rather will depend on the conditions of the car. If the condition is actually good, the car is actually safe to be put back on the road, the roadworthiness, yeah, the fitness of the car is actually positive, then the consideration is actually based on the factors such as the car manufacturing year, the make, model, and the mileage, depreciations of the car, as well as the features. Any prices of this car will be referred to the current market value of used car for that particular model by taking into account factors that I mentioned just now. However, Shamila, if the car is incomplete situations or incomplete form due to strips of spare parts and whatnot, the value of the car may be lower by calculating the depreciation of the car. Again, it will refer to the factors that I mentioned just now.
In terms of being sold for parts, for instance, how common a practice is that here?
I think once the car is actually being found, the stolen car being found, I think the owner of the car will send it to JPJ to ensure the car is actually re-registered, and to get the inspection certificate from Puspakam to ensure the roadworthiness of the vehicle, then the vehicle can be sell off back as a used car. So as what I can see here, once the numbers of vehicle theft reduce, it means that the numbers of potential stolen car being sell off is actually also reduced.
And what? How likely is it that when a car gets stolen, that it can be recovered? How often does that happen?
Okay, answering your question, it has two answers. Number one is actually car being found back in other countries, such as in Singapore or neighboring countries, or in Thailand or any other countries out of Malaysia. Yeah? This car will be repatriated back into Malaysia, but that one is actually normally depending on the information that we gather or information that we supply by PDRM to us. They will inform us whether or not we wanted to bring back the car from that particular country, and then we need to refer to the owner. Most probably, the car is actually belongs to the insurance industry. So if the insurance industry is interested to bring back those cars, then we will bring back the stolen car from other countries. Then it depends to the insurance companies who owns the car, either to sell it off or it's up to them what they want to do with the car. And the other one is a local car. Yeah, normally local car is actually also will be informed by the police, the PDRM, on the car recovered. They will inform us whether or not we wanted to take it back. Or normally the police will call directly the owner to collect back their car that been found. Answering your question, how rampant it is, how actually it works. So that one is actually depending on the police information. We are actually depending on the PDRM information in regard to this recovery of a stolen vehicle.
So speaking of PDRM, right, I'm wondering how, where do the police come in? How do their investigations take place? And at what point do their authority come into this?
Right. Once the car has been stolen, the owners of the vehicle needs to lodge a police report. Yeah, they need to inform police what happened, and at the same time, the owners need to also report to the insurance company. So once the report has been launched, then only police will start their investigations on that particular car. So that's where the police come in.
For the on the part of the driver now, is there any way that we might know or perhaps have some kind of indication that our car is being targeted for theft?
Okay. In addressing your questions, I think that all we have is the most stolen car. Most stolen car out of so many cars. So the top three cars is actually Proton Wira, and followed by Proton Iswara for local made car, while the foreign made car is Toyota Hilux. So these three is actually the top three most stolen car in Malaysia. So by having that, more or less, that's an indicator for us. If you wanted to buy cars, you need to consider the exposure of this model to be to get stolen.
And how can we better protect our cars from being stolen?
Right. It is good for us to protect our car because car is actually one of our biggest assets after having our house. Yeah, normally if we can put some kind of protection such as to use additional lock, such as steering lock, gear lock, pedal lock, or we can use anti-theft protector for our key fobs, such as signal blocking pouch for keyless vehicle, for keyless car, and we try to practice that, change our behavior to park our car safely and wildlife well-lit area. And also beside that, also we might want to consider to install a GPS or mobilizer on our car.
And in the event that unfortunately our car gets stolen, what are the steps that we should take?
So as I mentioned just now, it is most important for you to immediately lodge a police report, so police can quickly take the actions and trying to help to inform other police stations or the mobile police in regards to the stolen car being reported. And also, right after that, you need to inform your insurance company immediately or within 24 hours. The sooner the better, in order for the insurance company to prepare and to advise you in regard to your vehicle theft coverage.
Tina, thanks so much for speaking with us.
It's my pleasure, Jamila. Thank you so much for the session.
That was Mastina Abdul Hamid, coordinator of the Vehicle Theft Reduction Council of Malaysia. Let us know whether you or someone you know have had your car stolen and what that experience was like. You can call us 7733290, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And coming up, we look at the top 10 most stolen cars here in Malaysia, and perhaps what you might do if your car happens to be on that list. Keep it here on Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and music. BFM 89.9.
It is 6:35. You're listening to Inside Story with Sharmila. We're talking about vehicle theft here in Malaysia. And it is, and also in terms of how we can both keep ourselves safe and what the situation has been over the last year. We are also going to be talking about the top 10 most stolen cars here. So that's coming up. And we've been asking you, we've been asking you your own experiences with vehicle theft. Have you had your car stolen? Do you know someone who has? And what has that been like? So we have, keep those, you can message us. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have these messages. Let's see. We have Din who says, my father has had the same car model stolen from our house twice. Both times it was parked within our house compound and the thieves even closed the gate after them. Adding insult to injury, it was a Honda Civic, or rather two Honda Civics, and a car that he had wanted for a long time and was excited to have. So it was really sad to have the same thing happen twice. Thankfully, it was covered by insurance. The police came to dust for fingerprints, but we never heard back. Din, that sounds like a really awful experience for your father. And I am interested to hear from our guest later about why particular models end up being stolen or targeted more than others. And whether that can be a way for us to be more careful or to stay or to make better choices when it comes to how we want to protect our vehicles. But I'm really sorry you had to go through that. And thanks for sharing that with us. We also have Yorak, who has another experience about having their car stolen. He says, I had a classic car stolen from me in KL many years ago. I found it on mudah.my for sale in Butterworth and tried to notify the sergeant in charge of my case, but nothing was done or investigated. I don't really have faith in the system. I think this is something that many people might feel, that often when things like this happen, that there's no point in doing anything because they have had personally negative experiences when it comes to enforcement, or they've heard people for whom nothing has happened. I don't think, though, that this should prevent us from continuing to report these cases, because I think it is important to keep the statistics accurate, to have a good idea of what the situation is like here in Malaysia when it comes to car theft. But I'm sorry, Yorak, that you had to go through that. And a classic car, I think, would probably be particularly painful because it's something that's driven by passion. And we have Raz who says, car theft will go up when interstate travel is allowed. And I'd like to wait and see, because I do think that the pandemic has, As Mastina said earlier, helped get our car theft numbers down. So it would be interesting to see what happens as we move towards the tail end of it, and whether the numbers go back up or whether they continue to show a downward trend, which is what I'm hoping will be the case. So after this, we will be looking at the top 10 most stolen vehicles in Malaysia and what makes some cars more vulnerable to being stolen. But before that, some music. Here's Snow Patrol with Chasing Cars. BFM 89.9.
Beyond Frivolous Matters. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, that was Snow Patrol with Chasing Cars. It is 6:43. You're listening to Inside Story with Sharmila. And as that song might have indicated, we're talking about cars, more specifically stolen cars. We've been spending this hour talking about vehicle theft here in Malaysia. Earlier, we spoke to Mastina Abdul Hamid of the Vehicle Theft Reduction Council of Malaysia about their latest findings, which do indicate that car theft in 2020 has gone down. But that said, one car is still being stolen every 1 hour and 15 minutes here in Malaysia. So we now wanted to look at what makes some cars more vulnerable to being stolen than others. But meanwhile, keep your thoughts coming on your own experiences. Have you had your car stolen? Do you know someone who has? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, looking at that list of most stolen cars in 2020, I'm just going to go through the top 10 models, in case yours was on it, but also just to give an indication of the types of cars that do end up being stolen most frequently. Number one on that list is the Proton Wira, followed by number two, Proton Iswara. Number three is the Toyota Hilux. Number four, Perodua Mi-V. Number five, Perodua Kanchil. Number six, Proton Saga. Number seven, Proton Wajja. Number eight, the Honda Civic. Number nine, Honda City, and number 10, Toyota Velfire. Now, I think you might have noticed that a lot of those are actually from local automakers. And I think that speaks to the kind of quote-unquote industry that exists after the car is stolen, because as we discussed earlier, local cars are often stolen for parts, whereas foreign cars are often stolen to be sold to other countries. So after this, we will be speaking to Danny Tan of paultan.org, and we'll be talking about why some cars are more likely to be stolen than others. But let us know your own experiences with car theft. Have you had your car stolen? Do you know someone who has? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Banish fraudulent maneuvers. BFM 89.9.
It is just about 6:47. You're listening to Inside Story with Sharmila. We are talking about vehicle theft here in Malaysia and the various factors that go into this happening. And now we're going to be talking about the top 10 most stolen car models here in Malaysia. Just to go over that again, the top three are Proton Wira, Proton Iswara, and the Toyota Hilux. So we are going to be looking at why some cars are more vulnerable than others when it comes to being stolen. But let us know whether you've ever experienced this happening to you, or does someone you know, have they had their car stolen? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now joined by Danny Tan, editor at paultan.org. Danny, overall, why are some cars more popular or more likely to be stolen? What determines this?
It's basically demand for the car itself, or in certain cases, demand for the car's parts, which might be more valuable than the entire car itself.
And are these factors specific to a particular country, or do they change, or even from state to state?
Yeah, for sure. Depending on the popularity of the cars in each country or even area, I think our Malaysian list is pretty unique to us.
To get more specific, right, I wanted to look at the top three cars that are most prone to being stolen here, starting with the Proton Wira and Iswara. Why are these popular picks when it comes to being stolen?
The Wira has always been on top, or nearly on top of this unfortunate list. And it's all because of parts. And Proton and third-party OEM suppliers actually stopped making parts for the Wira in 2018. So demand for parts is there, and the Lancer, the Wira is actually based on Mitsubishi, the Lancer in Japan, but the Japanese people replace cars at a much faster rate than us, so even they don't have these parts anymore, so replacement parts are in demand and surely would cost more than the car itself, you know, which actually costs nothing these days. There are also still many of the Wiras around. Proton sold nearly 1 million Wiras over 16 years. And according to an estimate from a few years ago, over 80% of those are still in service. So there are many old Wiras still running around, and these cars need parts.
Now, moving on to the third most popular car on that list, the Toyota Hilux. What can you tell us about this car?
Well, the Hilux is a popular truck worldwide, and it's also very popular in our neighboring countries and markets like Thailand and Indonesia. And when there's demand, you know, and it has been said that the Hilux is actually a vehicle of choice for armed conflicts and terrorists around the world, because this car is basically famous for being indestructible. So yeah, this is a popular car and high demand for it.
Now, looking at this list, right, do you think that knowing these cars are on this most stolen list might affect whether buyers are keen on buying those cars in the first place?
I don't think so. A lot of these cars are actually not on sale already. Not on sale new, they're old cars. But for the cars that are still on sale, like the Hilux and the Honda Civic, both these cars are still number one in their respective segments. So I don't think it sort of affects new car sales.
And do you see this top 10 list changing frequently? Will the fact that it's been published and talked about change the fact that they might be targeted for theft?
I don't think so. I don't think the thieves listen to BFM or read Paultan. I think they just choose their targets based on demand. So I think that these names here will be the same names you see every year, more or less.
And what would you suggest for car owners who are looking to increase security for their cars?
It's always good to invest in a good immobilizer system or a tracker for your car, but I doubt any old car owners would spend so much money on a car that costs basically nothing. So perhaps older cars can put physical barriers that are very visible, such as the steering locks, gear locks, or even a lock on your pedals. So the thief might see this and deem your car as too much hassle. So they may perhaps they'll move on to an easier target, an easier job.
Danny, thanks for joining us this evening. That was Danny Tan, senior editor at paultan.org, discussing the top 10 most stolen cars in Malaysia and what they might indicate in terms of how we can stay safer and why those cars are popular with thieves in the first place. Keep those thoughts coming. There are messages already, but we want to know your own experiences, either with your own car being stolen or whether you know someone else who has. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony, BFM 89.9.
It is 6:54. You're listening to Inside Story with Sharmila, and we've been talking about vehicle theft in Malaysia. We looked at the current situation here, as well as the top 10 most stolen car models and some ways in which we can perhaps stay safer in terms of make it more difficult, really, for our cars to be stolen. We've been asking you for your own experiences when it comes to this. You know, have you had your car stolen? Do you know someone who has? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We have Maggie who messaged in to say, I was told that some cars are stolen to be stripped down with their parts sold to unethical mechanics or motor workshops. This has made me rather hesitant to use a private mechanic or workshop to service or fix my car, assuming that the authorized ones do not take part in this unsavory practice. That's why I can only afford a cheap car but stick to using original parts, assuming that the authorized workshops don't dip their hands into such criminal activities. Maggie, you raise a really good point there that often when it comes to things that involve crime, we usually talk about the most obvious problem. But the truth is that sometimes many of us participate in this circle, either knowingly or unknowingly. For instance, being okay with going to these so-called unethical mechanics because they might be cheaper and so on. So I do think that you know, if we want the rate of cars being stolen to come down, that we also need to do our part in terms of not frequenting places like this or not participating in any business really that might exist along this chain of this happening. We have Lone Elf saying that they lost their Hilux, and then they said, I found out that the thief, a tow truck operator, was a serial carjacker in his early 50s. He was caught. The other trucks were returned to their owners. I was given a story when I inquired what happened to my truck. The thief was part of a syndicate, managed to somehow disappear. This happened last July, and I'm still looking for my truck. And now on the, you know, in relation to that, we also have Saw who says, it's typical blaming car owners for car theft. I have a car stolen in the US. It was found within a week. When I had a car stolen here in Malaysia, 10 years and still no news. I think in reference to both those messages, I do think that there's a lot of frustration here when it comes to enforcement. And while on the one hand, it is well and good to tell car owners to be careful and to do and to be safer when we park our cars or how we lock our cars and so on, I do think that the other end of it is that enforcement needs to be there. And when that part of it is lax, we do end up feeling like whatever we do, there isn't really enough being done by the people who should be doing those things in the first place. And we were asking you on Instagram about this very idea of the top 10 most stolen cars in Malaysia and whether perhaps that might change what you think, whether it might change your decision in buying cars in general. We were asking you whether you drive one of the top 10 most stolen cars in Malaysia. And surprisingly, only 38% of people say yes, that they do drive one of the top 10 most stolen cars in Malaysia, while 62% of them say no. I think this might come back to the fact that what Danny talked to us about, the fact that these cars are often older models, and that's the very reason why they're targeted for theft in the first place. And let us know if you have other experiences you'd like to share with us in terms of having had your car stolen, what it was like, whether making the report or dealing with the aftermath of it. If you know someone else who has, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. This has been Inside Story, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.